Hi there, thanks for listening. This is another Marlins Rewind. Well, after back-to-back extra inning thrillers, Wei and Chin and the Fish aimed to win the series and both sets on this road trip last night in Philadelphia. To get us over the hump this week in the full rewind of Wednesday night's ballgame, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins came in tonight having won three straight, 7 of 8, but they were silenced by Jeremy Hellickson. Phillies got some early offense, and they never looked back. Philadelphia wins this ballgame 4-1. Marlins have won 2 of 3 to begin this four-game series. They'll go for the series win at 7:05. Wei and Chen, the starter for the Marlins. Jeremy Hellickson for the Phillies. A lot of trade speculation swirling around Hellickson. Marlins reportedly among the teams interested in this Phillies right-hander. Hellickson got off to a good start tonight. Set down the first 6 in a row in the first 2 innings. And the Phillies got off to a good start in the bottom of the first against Chen. A leadoff single from Peter Borges getting Tyler Goodell to the plate.
Here's a high fly ball to right. Stanton back on the track, leaping at the wall. Stanton cannot get it. It is gone. A home run into the first row. A 2-run homer for Goodell. His first hit of Chen. He snaps that 0-for-16 and gives the Phillies a 2-0 lead.
Goodell has been a thorn in the Marlins' side this season. Phillies would get 2 more hits. They'd send 7 men to the plate in the first inning, but they'd settle for just those 2 runs. And it was 2-0 after 1. In the second, the number 8 man, Cesar Hernandez, led off with an infield hit. He was sacrificed at second by the pitcher Hellickson. Stayed at second when Peter Borges popped up. But with 2 outs and a man in scoring position, Goodell did it to the Marlins again.
Here's a ball lined out into right center off the bat of Tyler Goodell. It's going to drive in another run. He'll stop at first base as Stanton gets the ball back in. Goodell has his 3rd RBI of the game and a 3-0 lead for the Phillies.
And Hellickson was rolling along, maintaining that 3-0 lead into the 5th inning. After striking out Derek Dietrich for the first out, though, he ran into trouble. That trouble in the name of Chris Johnson.
Here's the pitch, and Chris Johnson crushes a ball. That is deep to left. It's going to be up, up and away, and the Marlins are on the board. Chris Johnson with home run number 4. Boy, he got just about every single bit of that. 3-1 ball game.
Johnson went 2-for-3 tonight, had 2 of the Marlins' 5 hits. That long ball, the move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Wei and Chen pitched into the 6th inning, trailing 3-1. In the 6th, he gave a leadoff single to Freddie Galvis. Galvis went to 3rd and a double from Cesar Hernandez. With the infield in, Hellickson grounded to first base for the first out. With Peter Borges coming to the plate, that was it for Chen. Nick Whitgren came out of the bullpen. 2nd and 3rd, 1 down, going after Borges.
Here's a high pop fly off the bat of Borges. Getting in under it is Ozuna. Makes the catch. Tagging at 3rd is Galvis. Here comes the throw to the plate. Galvis slides and he's safe. And the Phillies have a 4-1 lead on a sacrifice fly by Peter Borges.
Coming in tonight, Nick Whitgren had inherited 12 runners this year. He had stranded them all. 2nd and 3rd, 1 out. A tough one to get out of, unscored upon. Allows a sack fly, but then he came back to strike out Tyler Goodell to get out of the 6th inning. It was a 4-1 Phillies lead at that point. And that would cap the scoring in the ballgame. Hellickson for this year would make it through 8 innings. 5 hits, 1 run. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out 8. Allowed just that home run to Chris Johnson in the 5th inning. Hellickson under 2 pitches, 66 strikes. And what, who knows, might have been his final start for the Phillies. For Wei and Chen, 5 1/3 innings. 4 runs on 11 hits. No walks, 5 Ks. Allowed a home run to Goodell in the first. He threw 94 pitches. 66 strikes. No walks issued by either team in this ballgame. After Hellickson did his job for 8, Genmar Gomez came out in the 9th. He faced Prado, Yelich, and Stanton. He got a ground ball to short, a ground ball to 3rd, and a fly ball to center. Gomez blew the save here Monday night with a perfect 9th inning tonight to close it out, and the Phillies beat Miami 4-1. For Philadelphia, 4 runs, 12 hits, 1 error, 8 men left on base. For the Marlins, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. They strand 3. Jeremy Hellickson, the winner, he's 7-7. Wei and Chen, the loser, drops to 5-4. For Genmar Gomez, save number 26 and 29 chances. Time of the game was a brisk 2 hours, 37 minutes. And a crowd of 20,654 goes home satisfied as the hometown Phillies win it 4-1. Marlins fall to 51-43, 27-24 on the road. They fail in their first attempt to get to 10 games over 500 for the first time since May 28th of 2011.
Miami finishes up against Philly tonight at 7:05. Your Fish Family bonus code. Now, it is late July, and that's the time where, with the trade deadline looming, a lot of acquisitions get made. It was on this date in 1997 that the Marlins acquired Darren Dalton from the Philadelphia Phillies. Dalton had played 14 years for the Phils. He joined the Marlins for the playoff run and 1997 World Series. So Darren Dalton, D-A-U-L-T-O-N, acquired on this date 19 years ago, is today's Fish Family bonus code. Game 4 of 4 at Citizens Bank Park tonight. 7:05 first pitch of the Hall of Famer. Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner bring you the play-by-play after Kyle Seeloff's Marlins on Deck. Our broadcast starts at 6:35 on 940 Winds and the Marlins Radio Network.